When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the belly of the beast, the den of the Illuminati, home of the almighty media. That's how powerful we are, that's how influential we are, and we're not stopping anytime soon, so get used to it. This is the Black Ops Division of Flow Sports. We're dropping nuclear bombs today.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Who's Number One podcast. You know what's going down. We have a fun show for you guys today. Of course, as always, we got Corey with me here. What's up, Corey? Yeah.
We told him this roster was going to be fire, huh? Let's
talk about it, man. Yeah, we dropped the new Who's Number One card last week. This week, a lot to talk about. Huge matches, sick matches. I know you guys are chomping at the bit to talk more about this, but we got Connor, of course, making his triumphant return from rehab due to Mountain Dew.
We're back.
Is back from it all. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we have Hollywood Mike all the way down in Rio looking like a killer out there. What up, Hollywood Mike?
Got my Waleed shirt on.
There you go.
The man himself, Hollywood Mike's dead. I'm Photo Rosa Mike now.
My bad.
I'm buried Hollywood Mike in Brazil.
But
chilling down here. I'm back over here at the Baja Hilton up here on the executive level. Going to hit the executive lounge right after this, eat a little free food. Two more days in Brazil, then I'm back to the USA, unfortunately. But calling in on his birthday.
There you go.
Main event athlete from the next Who's Number One, Gio Martinez, the Freak. Gio, how you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing excellent, man. Another beautiful day. Blessed to be here at the gym, just finished running class. But, yeah, it's another beautiful day. Grateful.
It's a new gym, right?
Yeah, I'm at my new gym, the new Temp Planet Oceanside location. We're still in Oceanside, just upgraded. You know, been really fortunate these last couple months. You know, we're building our business and our gym's growing and our team's growing. So I'm super excited just to upgrade the new facility, kind of just have everything I need to hit that next level.
All right, full show today. Lot to talk about. Obviously, Who's Number One, March 25th. Huge card. And in the main event, we have Gio Martinez versus Mikey Musumeci. We got Dante Leon, Mika Galvao. We got Nicky Ryan, Jacob Couch. Plenty of huge matches, but of course, none bigger than the main event. Gio Martinez versus Mikey Musumeci, the rematch. Gio, let me kick it off to you. How did it feel, man, when Mike first offered you the match? You know, this is something that's of course been cooking for a long time. How does it feel to kind of get to run this one back again?
I mean, I feel we had a couple of opportunities we could have done it, but it just didn't happen. You know, things didn't go the way we planned them to go. But I think you know, we both want that match. You know, we both want to beat each other. That's what it is. You know, he wants to beat me. I want to beat him. You know, that's what it comes down to. Like, who's going to be the best person of the night? And, you know, last run, he ended up winning. You know, it was kind of different rule sets. You know, ADCC rule sets, you have to kind of play by the points. And you have to be a little bit of conservative with certain things, right, at times. But this time, you know, with the Who's Number One rules, it just really comes down to judges or submission. Really, that's what it's all about. So I think I could be a little bit more free and really play my game, the game I really want to play, instead of thinking about the rule set or whatnot. But, you know, Mikey's a beast. He's legit. You know, he's not – obviously, everybody knows what he's about, and I want to take him out. You know, it's not really anything else to that. I just want to beat him. I don't really like the attitude after he won last time. It was like, man, you won. I thought he would have been, like, a little bit more, I guess, like, you know, cool about it. But the fact that he won and he was still upset kind of threw me off a little bit. You know, I didn't really expect that. It doesn't bother me. Almost just made it more exciting for me to compete against him. Gives me more motivation. You know, obviously when you have people kind of hating on you, you want to go out there and you know, prove yourself, and he just gets me fired up. You know, I love a challenge. I love a challenge, and Mikey is the perfect challenge. You know, I lost before. Everyone's like, well, why does he get a rematch? He lost against him. I lost. I didn't get tapped. I lost before, but I came back also and avenged my losses. all the time. Every time I lose against anybody, I come back and avenge that loss. So I think there's going to be another one of those. I think, you know, he got the first one fair and square, but I think this time around is going to be my time to shine.
Hell yeah.
Gia, this rematch is for the 135-pound title. Do you feel like the weight category changed anything, or like the fact that it's a title shot changes anything in this match?
Title shots definitely always makes it more interesting. You know, I want to be a champion. I want to be the best in the division. I don't want to be, you know, just in the division. I want to be the champion of the division. That's what I'm here for. I want to take people out, and I want to be on top of the food chain. I put in work, and I know what I'm capable of doing. And, you know, I feel like I could be that 135 champion, and I'm going to take that because I feel that belongs to me. But, you know, he is the champion right now. I got to try to take him out. He is the 135 guy. I've done 135. I've done very well at 135. I won a couple EBIs at 135. So I'm no stranger to 135, and I feel good. You know, I don't feel I have to cut too much. I just got to be on point, obviously, with my diet and cardio. And I feel like at 135, I could be, you know, better even than I am at 145. I just feel like 135 is – I always feel ready when I hit 135. Even though I didn't want to do 135 anymore, I just feel this is the time to come back to the 135 division and, you know, put in work. And I feel Mikey wants the 135. He's the champion. He beat me last time. I have to give him that at least. You know what I mean? I don't make the rules right now. He's making that rules. He wants the 135. And I'll give him that match, and let's go. I'm ready for the 135 belt as well.
Gio, so obviously when you're going with somebody as elite as Mikey, it's when you get out there and you roll with them and you feel them, you put hands on each other, it can be a little different than a lot of people. How did it feel last time, and how are you feeling going into this match? Are you confident after rolling with him last time you can adjust and get the W this time?
You know, I feel Mikey has he's very talented, very technical. And, you know, he's really flexible and has really good timing with his attacks. But I feel I roll with a lot more people that are more dangerous, in my opinion. You know, people that could really mess me up. And I don't know if, I'm not sure if he can really mess me up. You know, I feel he definitely could put a lot of danger and put me in a lot of bad spots. But I don't know. I'm not really intimidated by his game. I feel his game is just, it's technical. It's not like, I don't feel he's vicious or like super hard or anything. I just feel he's super technical and slick. And if you make a mistake, he's going to capitalize on it. But I know he's trying to be all hard. Like, I'm going to break his leg off and be intimidating and stuff like that. But that's nothing to me. That's what I do this for. Like, I don't, you know, I'll go all in. You know, if I put my body on the line every time I train and compete, pretty much. You know what I mean? I know what I'm doing. I know what could happen there. I understand my body. And, you know, it's always going to make it funner when you have a guy that says he wants to break you off. You know what I mean? Cause I'm like, all right, come break me then. Come break me, bro. Like, I want you to try to break me. I feel I'm hard to break mentally and physically. And, you know, like I said before, he could try to break me, you know, try to break my bones, but I want my goal is to break him mentally. You know, I want to take him out. I want him to think about me and just not be, you know, just not want to compete against me. When he hears my name and people tell him, hey, you want to compete against Gio? I want him not to, because he's going to, you know, I want to break him mentally. And every time he hears my name, I want him to, you know, feel that. But I know I have to do it on the mats. You know what I mean? I want to break him on the mats so mentally he's broken. That's my goal right there. I want him to, you know, just not talk shit like he does and you know, not be all cocky and just like kind of big headed, in my opinion. You know, I don't like that shit. Be cool about it, bro. Like, you're the champion, you won, and then you go out and talk shit about someone. Like, that to me is like, I can't respect that much. You know, before that, I didn't really care. Before that, it was all just like, we're just trying to beat each other. It's another match. You know, I'm not trying to be your friend during the match. Afterwards, I don't have no drama with you. But then after what he said, it's hard for me to let that go and be like, oh, no, Mikey's actually a good dude. He's cool, man. He was just a little heated. I don't feel like that. I feel like that's his true personality, and he showed who he was, and whatever. Like, you know, that's who he is, and I am who I am. Some people agree the way he feels, and some people agree the way I feel. That's why this match is so interesting. It's just two different perspectives of looking at jiu-jitsu. He looks at it completely different. You know, we have different perspective of what jiu-jitsu is all about, and I live the jiu-jitsu lifestyle. Look at my team. Look at my crew. Look at where I'm at. You know what I mean? Like, this is what I'm all about. For someone to disrespect that, that's disrespecting my team and my crew, and I feel that's too much for me. I got to back my crew and my team up, and I got to represent what I'm all about.
Hey, you brought up the him trying to break your leg. Since the last match, the Garth Rigatoni has come out of the shadows. He's talking about he wants to break your leg. Mikey has obviously progressed greatly in the leg lock game since then. He's doing this thing he calls the Mikey lock. How do you think you match up with Mikey in leg entanglements, and how do you feel about the Mikey lock?
I feel like he's definitely dangerous there. You know, I'm not going to lie. Like, he can definitely be dangerous in that position if I get too comfortable or if I let him, you know, really do whatever he wants to my legs. And, yeah, he can probably pop my shit, no doubt. You know, he knows what's going on. I know what's going on. But the thing is, I'm not going to let him do that shit, you know? Like, anybody could pop anyone's leg when you're technical if they let you do it. You know, the hard part is when someone doesn't want you to do that shit, you know? And I feel I'm a specialist when it comes down to leg locks. I competed against some of the best leg lockers to exist, and I haven't been heel hooked. You know, I've been caught in a leg lock before, but really rare. You know, I'm not prone to leg locks like a lot of people, and I'm really confident with my leg lock defense. Yeah, he's progressing. Yeah, he's getting better. But, I mean, so am I, and I've already been on the leg lock tip for a while. I know he's, like, hanging out with new people and studying more leg locks nowadays. But to me, it's going to take a lot more than just a few weeks or months to really change your game that much. You know, I know his game probably got better, but I don't think his game is going to be that much different than it was last time, honestly.
What type of reception have you got, Gio? Like you said, you know, big match, both of you guys polarizing. You know, what's the reception you've got from your team and from the fans and everything? Do you feel like people are excited about this one?
Yeah, I feel a lot of people are pumped up. You know, for a while now, since ever our first match, I feel everybody's, like, when they see me, they always ask me about Mikey, when are we going to compete, and what's the deal with that? Some people are like, man, I don't like the way he acts. Some people are like, man, like, you know, Mikey just being himself, whatever. You know, people have different opinions, but definitely people are talking about it. People are excited just because I feel like they know that both of us are passionate about this sport and passionate about this game. And we both are going to, you know, show that passion in our match. That's what it's going to come down to. Like, I feel like I do respect something about Mikey. Like, he does love jiu-jitsu. He is, you know, very passionate, a very passionate grappler. And I like that about him because I'm like that too. I love this grappling life. I love this sport, and I want people to really have fun watching us compete too. And yeah, there's a little drama with us, you know, like, we don't like each other right now. We don't like, you know, he doesn't like the way I am, and I don't like the way he is. Like I said, we're different individuals, and we grew up different, we look at life different, but I feel we can connect with different people, and I think people want to see that, because some people could connect with Mikey, some people could connect with me. And they get excited to see, you know, these kind of matches when there's some kind of drama and when there's two high-level competitors. Mikey is no doubt, you know, top of the food chain. And I've been top of the food chain for a while now, too. And it's all about giving the best matches we can. For me, that's what really I do this for nowadays. I just want to give the best matches I can before I retire from competing out there, you know. I want to have the best matches against the best guys, because that's what makes me excited. That's what gets me up every day to come to the gym and work my ass off, even on my birthday. You know, there is no days off, because I want to go in there and I want to smash and represent my team, represent 10 Planet Jiu-Jitsu, represent Eddie Bravo, represent the people that support me nonstop. And the best way to do it is to give a good fucking show, give a good show, and just blow it. I mean,
what's your prediction for this match with Mikey this time around, if you had to make a prediction right now?
I'm just going to break him. He's going to be trying to throw K-guards. He's going to be trying to throw Barambolos, De La Hiva stuff. And I'm just going to deny all that shit. I'm just going to break him to a point that he realizes all his best stuff isn't working against me. And then mentally, he's going to, you know, break. And I feel I'm going to find the opportunity to either grab the neck, the back, the arm, whatever I see. And, you know, I'm going to finish. I'm just going to try to finish. That's the only way I see this in my head. Obviously, there's anything could happen, but in my head, that's just what I see right now. I just see me going in there and you know, going through a war. It's going to be a battle. I'm going to have to walk through hell to be Mikey for sure. And I'm ready to walk through hell with a smile and just be, you know, do what I love. I don't care. Like, I want a war. I want a battle. I want a tough match. This is what makes me excited. This is what I get hyped off. So I expect that. I expect a super dope battle, technical battle. And it's going to come down to who breaks first, who gets tired, and, you know, who has that energy, that extra energy at the end. You know, who's going to take it to that next level? And I feel I have that right now. I'm excited. I'm pumped up. You know, this is my birthday present from you guys, you know, giving me a sick match against Mikey at Who's Number One main event. That's a birthday present for me right there. That shit gets me hyped. There's nothing in this world nowadays that gets me more excited than jiu-jitsu and being in the main stage competing against the highest and the best of the best. This is what I love. This is what I do. So thank you guys for the opportunity. Really appreciate the opportunity. I always promise to go out there and put it on the line and represent what I represent.
Connor, before Gio, I know he's teaching class. It's his birthday. Before we cut him loose, Connor, we got anybody online with any questions for Gio or anything?
Yes, we actually do. Gio, happy birthday, by the way, from the chat. The chat says, what's up? Oh, you got some fans in there. Our boy GS is usually in there. He's been hyped for you coming on from the get-go. But I did want to ask you, do you think you being able to, you know, you got in some really dangerous positions, and obviously you were able to work out of them in the last Mikey match. Do you think Mikey not being able to submit you was what kind of, you know, the straw that broke the camel's back and causing a little bit of an outburst? And do you think that means you're kind of in his head already going into the next match?
I mean, definitely is part of it. You know, I mean, you can definitely tell he keeps talking about his breaking mechanics lately. You know, obviously I'm the one that mentioned that I don't feel his breaking mechanics for the leg attacks were on point that day. So I feel like me mentioning anything about the breaking mechanics definitely stuck to him. And now he's thinking about that. He's really, am I good at breaking? Are my breaking mechanics good or not? You know, I feel he's really questioning that. That's why he's trying to go out of his way and submit these guys with leg locks, you know, and really trying to work on his breaking mechanics. Because I feel after I just made that comment, I think also in the middle of the match when he had me in one of his best, like a Steema straight ankle lock, I just looked at him. I was like, let me see what it feels like. Like, let me see your best bite. And I was just having fun with it. You know what I mean? Like, that's why I roll. I don't get all serious. I just have fun. And I was telling him, like, in the middle of the match, every time he put me in a leg lock, I just looked at him. I was like, let me see what you got. Like, go ahead. And I just wasn't defending, and I let him attack. And I think that bothered him. You know what I mean? I don't think no one's ever done that to him. The thing is, like, I don't know. Just it's hard to leg lock me. People that know me, they know it's hard to leg lock me. So I feel he might have good leg locks. He could probably pop a lot of people's legs, but it's going to be a whole different level, a whole different problem to try to pop my legs. And maybe that is in his head. Maybe that is going to affect the next match. Maybe not, but I'm not relying on that. But I think it is funny.
Anything else, Connor?
No, man, I don't think so. I think everyone's excited to see it, and they're going to wish you happy birthday. So happy birday, Gio.
Happy birthday. Go enjoy yourself now. Thanks for calling in.
Gio, real quick, before you leave, how about the rest of the card? We announced a bunch of other matches. Yeah. Any other matches stick out to you as, like, something you really want to see?
You know, obviously, all the matches are hype, but say the matches again just so I remember exactly what matches are there, because I know there's like a couple of them that
we got Mika Galvao versus
competing against
versus Dante.
I got to train, you know, a couple months back. He came down to my gym to train with me and Kyle, and man, he's a stud. You know, I really love the way he trains and the way he works, and I'm excited to see him, because I know that Mika Galvao is one of those, you know, savages that, you know, people feel he's going to be the next big thing, that he's going to be the next top dog. So I feel like Dante Leon is, he's ready to kind of like spoil that party. You know what I mean? I want to see that, because Dante Leon has those styles that he beats a lot of, I don't know, these tough Brazilians always lose to Dante Leon. You know what I mean? Like, he just gets a lot of these guys. And I feel like maybe Mika Galvao is going to be another dude that, you know, is going to be victim to Dante Leon. So I'm excited to see that, because I really think Mika Galvao is really talented and really fun to watch. But like I said, Dante Leon is one of those guys that he just spoils a lot of people's parties. You know, a lot of people think they're going to do great and stuff, and then they go up against him and they have a tough time. So I'm excited to see how that's going to match up. And then what other matches there? I can't remember.
Couch.
Yeah, dude, that's going to be sick right there. You know what I mean? Because both of those guys, I know them for a while when they both were younger. Obviously, I competed with Nicky Ryan. But, you know, just like it's going to be it's hard to say who's going to win, because both of them have very unique styles, you know, very unique, strong, flexible, big guy style. But they're like, they roll like little guys, you know what I mean? But now they're both big guys. So it's kind of interesting to see. I think that one's going to be it's going to come down to a leg battle. possibly. You know what I mean? Whoever could bite the leg, whoever could find that bite is going to win. But I think either of them could finish. I'm excited for that one for sure.
Heck yeah.
Also, Marigali's announced. So what do you – Marigali's a key IBJJF guy. What do you know about him?
You know, I'm not like – I don't know too much about him because I don't watch a lot of gi stuff, but the stuff I have watched from him, he looks super technical, but obviously I would rather see him soon against, if he does good, if he wins this match right now, I would like to see him against like more like a leg locker instead of a Brazilian guy. You know what I mean? But this is a good kind of introduction to see where he's at, where his no-gi, because I think not a lot of people know about his no-gi. And now that he's training with Gordon Ryan and those guys, I think he's definitely going to probably level up and get some new weapons, and I'm excited to see that. But after this match, if he does well, I want to see him get challenged by, like, a leg locker. That'll be interesting. I want to see if he does one, though, you know, because he's going up against a tough dude, and I think it's going to be a tough match, especially a no-gi. You know, I don't think his no-gi, I don't know if he's ready for that, you know, for the stage yet. I know he's super talented, super experienced, world champion, but it's a different pressure when you're at who's number one. It's a different kind of environment. It's not the same as these traditional tournaments that people go to. And I've been to every tournament. I know what tournaments feel like. Who's number one just brings a different level to it, you know, and he's going to feel that for sure. And let's see how he performs under those bright lights.
What about one of your old training partners? One of my favorite matches is, it's actually a crazy, it's on the prelims. It's Keith Krikorian versus Gabriel Souza.
Yeah, Keith's still a training partner. He was here a couple weeks ago, actually, out here in San Diego training with us. And I mean, he's a stud, man. Ever since he's been training with us since he was 15 years old. You know what I mean? My brother told me about him when he was younger because he started training at San Diego with my bro, Boogeyman. He's like, man, I have a young kid that has a lot of potential. This kid's going to be really good. And, you know, Keith just came around. He was always like a super silly, goofy kid. And I was like, ah, he's cool. He's going to be good. But then out of nowhere, he just really, once he started growing and doing wrestling and just kind of getting into his, you know, his body, he became a problem. And he was one of my funnest training partners and one of the partners that I used to help my game improve as well. You know, Keith is a savage and he's beaten a lot of high-level guys and he competes a lot and wins a lot. And he's been placing the last couple of ADCC trials, West Coast and East Coast, he's plays second place, silver, you know. So he's right there at the best of the best. And I'm excited to see. He's already done ADCC, done very well. Even done the absolute against Buchecha and looked really good. You know, he's a stud and he's only getting older and better. And I think he just needs an opportunity and I think he's ready to shine. But I know Gabriel Souza, I've been watching him and have a lot of respect for him because, you know, obviously he took out Mikey and, you know, put a clinic on Mikey. And that was cool to watch because I got a lot from that. And I appreciate him doing that because I learned a lot from that match, honestly. And, you know, that was after our match. So it was cool to watch. And he's a problem too. He's another guy that's up there, you know, and obviously he had a crazy match against Cole. I felt he won that match against Cole as well. So I think Gabriel Souza's like, hey, why don't I have a title shot? Why am I not up there? So I think both of these guys are going to come to, you know, prove themselves. But in my opinion, Keith just has that style that can beat Gabriel Souza, in my opinion. You know, Keith is a crazy leg locker as well. And I seen Gabriel Souza have a couple of, you know, matches and losses with leg locks, you know, so that's my thing. And there's no secret to that. Everybody, you know, seen Gabriel lose a couple match to heel hooks, leg locks. So I think if he can stop Keith from taking his legs or his back, then, you know, he'll give him a good match. But if not, Keith is going to have a good day, in my opinion.
So sick, man. This card is absolutely stacked. So many good matches on there. Can't wait for Gio, man. You got us so hyped up, dude. Can't wait for the match, man. It's why we love you. You always get us hyped. You always bring the energy. So thanks so much, man. Go enjoy the rest of your birthday. Happy birthday from everybody here. Say what's up to Chambers for us, friend of the podcast.
Yes, sir.
And thanks.
Right. We're training, putting in work every day here at Templana Oceanside. Rain or shine. It's my birthday today. Hey, we're training today. I don't care. This is what I do. Like I told you guys, what I love. So I appreciate you guys for having me on and letting me speak a little bit of, you know, what's going on in my mind and stuff like that. And, you know, I hope everyone tunes in because for sure this is one of the best cards of the year. And you'll see. Just be there. Or if not, tune in because it's going to be fireworks. And every time I say that, it happens. So just stay tuned. Trust.
Heck yeah. All right, thanks, Gio.
Take it easy, bro.
All right, freaks don't sleep. Oof.
Freaks don't sleep.
Hell yeah.
All right. The geek versus the freak, baby.
Man, I love it. That's
got me pretty hyped for it. The one thing that stands out to me is Gio. I mean, Mikey, we've seen Mikey pop a lot of guys' shit, snap guys' shit up with a straight ankle lock. Gio said he was sitting in there and just said, do it to me. I want to see what it feels like. Gio's got to have some flexible limbs in his ankles and his knees, man.
Gio's a gangster, man. No, sugarcoating it. He's a badass. He's ready for it. Whatever you got.
Yeah, really, the only person I can think of that has not come away limping from a Mikey straight ankle lock or a Mikey heel hook or whatever.
Yeah,
it is.
You know he can break people's shit because, yeah, that happens quite a bit.
That answered the question about what he was saying that got Mikey so mad. We have to ask Mikey about this stuff next week. But, maybe if Gio's got some good points. He's been in there against some really high-level leg lockers, Nicky Ryan, Eddie Cummings, a lot of good guys. And like he said, he hasn't been heel hooked in competition. So be interested to see if Mikey can do it. I mean, Mikey's come a long way, I think, in leg lock since their last match. And, yeah, I mean, Gio's ready for it. Gio's ready to put on a show. You can tell he wants to entertain. He loves it. I can't wait for this match.
Absolutely. Like you said, like he's just such an entertainer. He knows what's on the line. You know, he brings it. You can tell he just loves jiu-jitsu so much. Like, what's better than that? You know, this dude's in the main event, living his dream, you know, trying to go out there and take out the, you know, one of the pound for pound greatest American grapplers to ever do it, Mikey Musumeci. Like, this shit writes itself.
Let me give you a little call out here, though.
Yeah.
Junie is lurking in the chat, calling himself the number one contender, asking for rematches with
there
the
we
both
go,
of these
as
guys.
Should be.
Yeah. Shout out Junie in the chat.
A lot of people want a shot at Mikey. I know Baby Shark. I know Pato. They've talked to me about it. Everybody's gunning for this 135-pound title. It's going to get really exciting very soon with whoever wins this match.
What's Junie's prediction? I want to know. Who is Junie?
That's a good question. Junie, drop your prediction for Mikey versus Gio in the chat. Let us know what's up.
No, Junie is not a fan of the term Mikey lock from what I've seen online.
Okay. But I mean, there's so much history. It feels like that match was so long ago, but it really wasn't that long ago, you know? But it seems like so much has happened with who's number one championships and everything like that. So it feels like we really are genuinely in like a different place. Mikey's in a different place. Gio's in a different place. So I feel like it's going to be a brand new match.
Yeah. Can't wait. So you guys, we're already 30 minutes in. Maybe we dive deep into the rest of the card next week. I mean, Gio did a lot of that for us already. But what I think something we got to talk about is the big drop yesterday. Nicholas Marigali's no-gi debut, right?
Yeah, true. Do you want to talk a little bit about kind of how this came to be or like how the idea could have started or how long you've been working on this?
Let's play that video that Trey made real quick to cue it up. This is a great video to introduce Marigali to who's number one. How could you not be hyped for this match? Nicholas Marigali, you know, obviously a lot of who's number one fans might be no-gi people. Like, just like Gio said, he doesn't follow too much. But Nicholas Marigali in the gi is as exciting as it gets. Just a very submission-oriented athlete. Loses matches because he's obsessed with going to the submission. On the regular, if he loses, it's basically because he refused to play the points game. Wants the sub. Very entertaining. Perfect for this type of format, I think. But the big question is no-gi. But it's like, all right, he's training with John Danaher and Gordon Ryan. Like he's moved to Austin, Texas. He's joined New Wave. He's dedicated to no-gi. I think we're going to see Nicholas progress very fast. This will be a very good first test against the no-gi world's medalist.
Yeah, here's a huge X factor for Marigali too, I think, in this match, is that despite the fact that he's never competed in no-gi, he's a who's number one veteran, right? He was in the very first main event. And like Gio said, you know, competing at who's number one is a different animal. And it's something that he has experience in despite the fact that he's never competed in no-gi.
Yeah, that was interesting to hear Gio say that, you know, this is kind of next step, and it's not just a regular tournament, that Marigali is going to have to kind of adjust to that. But yeah, I mean, we've been watching Marigali You know, since he was a purple belt, he was the next big thing for a long, long time. He burst onto the black belt scene. You know, not many people get their black belt and then win a black belt world championship title in the same year. Marigali stormed onto the scene, beat the reigning champion, you know, Leandro Lowe, when nobody was beating Leandro Lowe at that time. And yeah, some, you know, Smith's guys like Felipe Pena, Ottavio Nalati, I remember, you know, his list of people he submitted is crazy long. One of the most intense, Kynan, there you go. One of the most intense competitors, you know, we've been watching for a long time. And, you know, when Marigali gets ready for a fight, the whole arena inside the pyramid at IBJJF Worlds and stuff, every single person in there is watching Nicholas Marigali. He is that exciting that even if you hate him or if you love him, no matter what, you have to watch his jiu-jitsu. So I cannot wait to see obviously he's taking it seriously with moving to Austin, Texas, or living in Austin, Texas for the time being, and training with John and Gordon. There's no better training partners for him to get hip to the leg locks and get hip to the no-gi. So he's taking this very, very seriously. And make no mistake, Arnaldo Maidana is a big test. You know, in no-gi, I think it's a great first step for Marigali. So this should be a really, really fun match.
Yeah, his very first no-gi match in Marigali, and we're giving him a no-gi world champion, right? So it's no joke. Maidana is dangerous. But Mergali's going to, I think, come out with that intensity. And it's particularly his intensity and his energy that have kind of inspired Gordon Ryan and John Donaher to get behind him and try and push him forward, right? Because they've identified that there's a unique kind of spirit in him that I think we've all recognized True. Watching him in the gi in the past that makes him a world-class level competitor.
I think people are kind of underestimating him. I think we've seen this a few times on Who's Number One with Mikey Musumeci comes on, Cole Abate comes on. People say, oh, they're a gi athlete. They're an IBJJF person. And then they show up and they adjust. And it's, you know, jiu-jitsu is jiu-jitsu in the end. And not only that, not only is Nicholas a world-class athlete, but you could tell that he's doing the right things. Like you said, he's relocated to Austin. He's training with John and Gordon. He's with, you know, the best no-gi room in the world, probably. I think we're going to see him adjust to the no-gi game a lot quicker than people. I mean, people act like you take the gi away, he's going to forget how to grapple. I think Nicholas Marigali is going to be I wouldn't be surprised if he wins ADCC by the time he gets there, and he has what, like 6, 7, 8 months with John and Gordon. I could see Nicholas winning ADCC. We'll see.
He certainly has the potential, dedicated, athletic, and, you know, surrounding himself with the right people. So definitely has the potential to be an ADCC champion. Mike, you have a favorite Marigali memory from over the years?
I don't know if I should say that. My favorite Marigali memory is probably getting DQ'd from two world finals at the same time. But I don't know. Brasileiro was all. I was there at Brasileiro when he choked Kynan. That's when he's slapping the mat and yelling, "I'm the king of this shit." No, favorite Marigali memory by far, his Felipe Pena match in the Absolute. Remember that one?
Oh yeah,
that was like, yo, he was a werewolf before that match. I was sitting next to the scores table when he was on deck, and he was just like lurking and growling and shit. Then he went out there, had one of the best matches I've ever seen against Felipe Pena, ends up choking him from the back. I mean, shit, there's a lot of great Marigali moments over the years, but really excited to see him in no-gi. I mean, people talk about his last, so he's got a great X card too. I think if he get his X card entries and learn some heel hook stuff from John and Gordon, gonna be dangerous. Close guard's always dangerous. He's furious when he passes. We'll see how he adjusts his passing style. But I mean, we're kicking off the match with this card. This is probably the one I'm the most excited for, because you don't know what the hell is gonna happen, right?
Yeah, you thought that you were going to have to wait till September to see Marigali no-gi. No. We're doing it in March. Plenty of question marks. Y'all need to tune in for this one. Connor, we hear from Junie or anybody? What's going on in the chat?
We did hear from Junie, actually. He is rooting for Gio. He thinks Mikey's going to take it, but then he capped it off with a fuck the Mikey lock. So he's got some words for both of them. Yeah. Shout out to Junie.
Oh, my God.
Junie's been asking for smoke in the comments, so it looks like he wants the rubber match. He calls himself the number one contender. It looks like he has big plans for the weight class.
Junie got a little heat with Mikey.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. We'll see Junie on these cards hopefully very soon. Junie, a lot of fun watching him as well, and yeah, he definitely is a guy who's on the short list for next title challengers. Connor, anything else going on in the chat or anything like that we want to get to?
Actually, Chase, Our very own Who? Chase Smith is in the chat. He had a question.
Lock him.
Well, it's actually for you, Hollywood, or Pateroso, I guess. You shaved the stash on us,
Pateroso.
Man.
Get it right. Pateroso. Stop calling me Pateroso.
Pateroso Mike. What happened to the stash, Mike?
I shaved a mustache this morning. I don't know. I had it for like over 3 years, but right now my hair, if you see, I'm down here in Brazil, my hair is like grown out. So I got the dark roots and my hair just like naturally spikes up. So I was just like, I look too much like Guy Fieri. I had to shave it off.
We could have got you one of those nice shirts, you know?
Like deadlift shrimp from the old Seattle Supersonics right now. But I'm going to get back to Brazil and get my hair cut. But I'm liking it without the mustache. I feel like I look about 10 years younger.
You do look young. You look good. Brazil's changed you for the better, man.
I don't want to come back. But other matches on the card, Nicky Ryan versus Jake, like we talked about with Gio, Mika Galvao coming off of all submissions at ADC Trials versus Dante. Nicky Ryan versus Jacob Couch, super exciting. Tammy Musumeci versus Jessica Crane, who's coming off a heel. Okay, who's number one? Of course, Haizam Rita versus El Monstro, Gabriel versus Keith, great prelims. Let's dive more in depth into this stuff next week. I think we'll probably have Mikey back on the show next week, but the Daisy Fresh seminar, go and reserve your spot there. That's the night before on Thursday. Tickets are going fast. Things are going to sell out super quick. So I would get your tickets now. You guys got anything else you want to touch on before we get out of here?
Nope, I don't think so. March 25th, it's going to be a banger. March 24th, we got the Daisy Fresh Seminar, Heath Pedigo, Mikey Musumeci, Jacob Couch. They're all going to be teaching their wizardry and what they do. So make sure you guys check out that. And then, of course, yeah, the main event, March 25th. Going to be fire, going to be sick. We'll break down the rest of the card next week. Make sure you jump in the chat, ask some questions for us, and we'll get to it. So appreciate you guys watching, and we'll catch y'all next week. Peace.
Oh,